You are listening to the Shopify Solutions Podcast, a podcast for Shopify store owners that brings you concrete examples on how to build and grow your e-commerce brand. Your host is Scott Austin. He owns a Shopify agency called Jade Puma. In this podcast, Scott will share his e-commerce insights and best practices with you.
Hey, Scott Austin here. In this episode, I want to talk about strategies that you can take to maximize your business gains for participating in events. Now, these strategies can cover a wide variety of events, including 1, industry trade shows and expos. By setting up a booth or attending as guest, staff can meet potential customers who have a direct interest in their industry. It's an excellent opportunity to showcase products, offer demonstrations, and directly engage with an interested audience. 2, local community events. Participating in local fairs, markets, and festivals can help you connect with the community. These events are especially beneficial for stores with products that appeal to local taste, interest, or needs. 3, pop-up shops. A temporary retail space in high foot traffic areas can attract potential customers who may not be as active online. Pop-up shops offer a tangible brand experience, allowing staff to interact face-to-face with shoppers. 4, workshops and seminars. Hosting or participating in educational events related to your product or industry can attract individuals interested in learning more about your area of expertise. This positions your brand as knowledgeable and helpful, fostering trust with potential customers. 5, lifestyle and hobby events. If your Shopify store caters to specific hobbies, lifestyles, or interests, attending relevant events can put you directly in touch with your target audience. For example, a store selling outdoor gear might attend hiking and camping expos. 6, charity events and sponsorships. Sponsoring or participating in charity events can not only contribute to a good cause, but also introduce your brand to potential customers who value corporate social responsibility. 7, sports events and competitions. If your products are related to sports or active lifestyles, sponsoring or setting up booths at these events can help you engage with people passionate about these activities. 8, cultural and arts festivals. These events are great for brands that sell products related to art, culture, and lifestyle. They attract diverse crowds and provide a platform for customer engagement. 9, educational institutions. Collaborating with schools, colleges, and universities for events or sponsorships can introduce your brand to young adults and families, especially if your products align with the interests or needs of students. 10, your own event. You may be hosting your own event for occasions like a store launch, a product launch, or other milestone. All of these events could be ones where you are interacting with B2C or B2B customers. These strategies will work in both situations. To keep things focused and simplified, I propose these 3 simple goals for your event participation. 1, sell. 2, better understand your customers. 3, get email addresses. Sell. Now, the sell bucket is pretty easy to understand, so I won't be digging into it. But the event you are at might not be right for selling your products. Or selling may be difficult if your product has a long selling cycle. Or the event is not the right time for the customer to be making a purchase decision. So let's move on to strategies for the other 2 goals. Better understand your customers. Many stores have the intention of going to an event to get the word out about their brand. So they're prepared to tell potential customers the brand story and the product value props. In other words, they are prepared to talk in an attempt to convince customers. But there's a ton of value to be gotten from, instead, listening to customers. You see, one of the challenges of an online business is the limited opportunities you get to have conversations with customers. One of the things that all brands are trying to figure out is their product market fit. Product market fit refers to the degree to which a product satisfies a strong market demand. It indicates that the product offering meets the needs and desires of its target market well enough to sustain and grow its customer base. Achieving product market fit is considered a pivotal moment for a product's success, as it often leads to increased sales, customer satisfaction, and loyalty. And one great way to better understand your product market fit is by having conversations with people and asking them lots of questions. Here are some ideas for questions to ask. These are just to get you thinking. You should be able to come up with more appropriate questions for your brand. 1. What brings you to event name today? 2. Have you heard of our brand or store before? 3. What kind of products are you interested in? 4. What are the most important features you look for in product type? 5. Can you share an experience you've had with a similar product? 6. How do you usually use type of product? 7. What has been your biggest challenge with type of product? 8. Are there specific brands or products you're loyal to? Why? 9. Is there something you wish type of product would offer that you haven't found yet? 10. How important is sustainability or ethical sourcing to you when choosing type of product? 11. Do you prefer shopping? 11. Do you prefer shopping online or in store? Why? 12. What's the most recent type of product you purchased and what was your experience? 13. How do you typically discover new products or brands? 14. What factors influence your decision to try a new brand or product? 15. Do you follow any online forums or influencers who discuss product category? 16. When choosing product type, what information do you typically look for? 17. How do you feel about a recent trend in product category? 18. Is there a feature or service that would make your experience with product type better? 19. Have you ever had to return a product type? If so, why? 20. What would make you choose our brand over others? And the goal is not just to get the answers to a single question. It's to use the question to start a conversation where you get a deeper understanding of what motivates this customer. This is called qualitative data, where surveys and such are quantitative data. In quantitative data, you may ask thousands of people the exact same list of questions and gain insights from the cumulative results. But qualitative data is more open-ended and can lead to eye-opening learnings. This is because much of the quantitative data is based on our understanding of the customer, which results in the questions and choices we put in the survey being influenced by our biases. But with qualitative, we're letting the customer speak more, which can lead in directions we didn't anticipate. And that is where the gold can be found. You see, our goal should be to have our product marketing speak to customers in ways they understand about things they care about instead of the ways we see our products. Here's a simplified example to illustrate the point. Let's say we manufacture a water bottle that has an aluminum top that meets strict machining tolerances so that it will last for essentially forever. Well, the engineering team might say that the product messaging should be that our 6061 aluminum top is manufactured within ISO 324 tolerances for lasting durability. But the marketing team may do research and understand that all the customer cares about is the durability. So their messaging becomes lifetime warranty. So while at the event, store staff should have the goal to better understand what customers want from your and competitor products. So have some desired learnings outlined during your event planning. That could be some tactical things like, which shade of blue do you prefer? Or it could go deeper, like, how does this product make the customer feel? By having the desired learnings outlined in advance, store staff can ensure their conversations get these answers. Additionally, they'll need to be alert enough to get the unintended nuggets of gold that customers will also reveal. Collecting email addresses. Collecting email addresses or phone numbers at the event can be very valuable as it gives you the opportunity to market after the event. If you've picked your event well, many of the people you are meeting at the event are potential customers. So if you can capture their email now, you'll be able to nurture them into becoming a customer later. Now, I want to focus on one strategy for motivating customers to provide their email, and that is an Enter to Win drawing. You see, Enter to Win is a proven motivator that will result in you collecting more emails than if you had offered a discount on purchase. Here's some of the underlying psychology and how it compares to discount incentives. 1. The lure of winning. The chance to win something creates excitement and anticipation, which are strong emotional drivers. This anticipation of a possible win is usually more appealing than the immediate gratification of a discount. Consumers often perceive the potential value of a big prize as higher than the savings from a discount. The idea of getting something of substantial value for little to no cost is very enticing. 2. Perceived exclusivity and rarity. Winning a prize feels exclusive and special, making it more desirable than a discount that is available to everyone. Prizes, especially big ones, are rare and unique. The rarity increases the perceived value and the desire to win. 3. Risk versus reward. The risk involved in entering the contest is low, as it's just providing an email address. Compared to the certain but relatively small reward of a discount, the potential high value of a prize can seem more appealing, even if the odds of winning are low. 4. Psychological ownership. When participants enter to win, they might start imagining owning the prize, creating a sense of psychological ownership that increases desire. While discounts are straightforward and provide immediate value, they may not always engage the consumer's emotions and imagination in the same way a contest can. Discounts are ubiquitous and may not stand out, whereas a big prize can differentiate a brand and create memorable interactions. The effectiveness of a discount can also depend on the consumer's current need or desire for the product, whereas a contest appeal is broader, attracting even those who might not have considered purchasing immediately. In summary, Enter to Win a Big Prize promotions tap into deeper layers of consumer psychology, leveraging excitement, anticipation, exclusivity, and the joy of participation. These factors can make such promotions more motivating than straightforward discounts, encouraging broader participation and leading to an increase in email signups, brand awareness, and engagement. Okay, so I hope that by now I've convinced you to run an Enter to Win campaign at your next event. Let's get into some of the tactical details on how to execute the email collection. If you're at a well-run and sophisticated event, every attendee may have a lanyard and the event may rent you scanners to scan the lanyards and collect emails. But most events aren't at this level of sophistication, so you'll need to set up your own collection process. Here's how I set it up for my clients. For all my clients, I use Klaviyo for email. So I set up an email collection form in Klaviyo. Then I embed the form to a page on their Shopify store. I then adjust the page so that it doesn't have a header or a footer. That way, the only thing that can be done on the page is to add your email address. There are no other links on the page. Then I add some content to the email collection page that is the message for this particular event. That message goes along the lines of showing the event logo and describing the Enter to Win prize for this event. For each event, I update the Klaviyo form to record the name of the event. That way, I can create a segment of emails gathered at the event. At the very least, we'll be emailing that segment about who the winner of the drawing was. I've got a link in the show notes to a video that explains how to add the event to the data collected in the Klaviyo form. You can make QR codes that point to the signup page and add them to your event signage. Additionally, you should have a tablet at the event opened up to the signup page that customers can use to enter. So that's it for this episode. Here's what I want you to take away. In addition to selling at events, you should also be 1. Asking customers questions to better understand your product market fit. 2. Collecting email addresses. An effective way to collect emails is to have an Enter to Win drawing with a substantial prize. I hope these tips help you to get more value out of the events you attend. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to the Shopify Solutions Podcast with Scott Austin. This podcast is brought to you by Jade Puma, a Shopify-focused agency located in San Diego, California. If you like what you heard, please leave a review and subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. If you'd like to work with Scott on your brand, email him at scott@jadepuma.com.